Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Hur Yis Daf Yud Gimel, Hur Yis 13a, pagination is 25. Counting up from the bottom of the page, I'm guessing about 15 lines. Masnisin in the beginning of a line, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Kohen Kodem LeLevi. A Kohen comes before a Levi. Different applications for this, but at least to have the principle. Levi li Yisrael, a Levi has a precedence in certain situations over Yisrael. Yisrael le Mamzer, and a Yisrael, a regular kosher lineage Jew, is going to come before a Mamzer. A Mamzer is a regular Jew, but with a tainted lineage. In English, a bastard, a person who's been born through no fault of his own, but through the illicit relation of his parents, in the case that the relationship was chayve krisus, was a forbidden relationship on a high level of prohibition. We're not talking just that an unmarried man and an unmarried woman live together. That's wrong, and it's a violation, but that's not going to produce mamzer. Mamzer is, for example, a married woman has a child with a man that's not her husband. At the end of the line, V'ger le'eved meshuchrer, a ger, a convert, has a precedence over a slave that's been freed. And we're going to see that as well developed in the Gemara in a somewhat similar application, that the convert has a precedence over the freed slave. Amosai, beginning of the next line, when is this? Bizman shekulam shavim, if they're all equal. All things being equal, as the expression goes. Avalim haya mamzer tamud chacham v'kohen gadol ha'aretz. But if the mamzer is a Torah scholar and the kohen gadol is ignorant, so the kohen gadol is very prestigious, but the Torah is going to ultimately carry the day. Mamzer Talmud Chacham kodem l'koin gadol ha'aretz. A mamzer is a Talmud Chacham would come before a koin gadol who's ignorant. You'll see the Gemara four lines down at the end of the line. Minoan emili, how do you know? Amar Rav Acha b'Rabbi Chanina d'Amakraz, based on a pasuk, yikara hi b'mipninim. The Torah is even more precious than gems, but we learn the word peninim, mikoin gadol shenichnas lefnai velefnim, even more precious Torah is than the kohen gadol who goes to the inner of the Beis HaMikdash. Torah is even greater than that. Let's skip two lines. Shalu tamida ves Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzaduk. The following question was posed. Mipnei mahakol rotsin lisa giyores. Why is it that people are willing to marry a convert? Ve'ena kol rotsin lisa mishuchureres. But when a woman becomes freed of slavery, in the times of slavery that existed in the Mishnah times, so in such a case, people shy away from it. They're not interested in such a woman. Now, both of them are now Jewish, the regular Jewish. Amalohem, he said, Zuhaysa b'chlal orur, v'zu lohaysa b'chlal orur. The slave was included in the curse given to Ham's child, Canaan. And a convert is a regular non-Jew that became Jewish, so was never included in that curse of Parshas Noach. Davar Acher, another approach. Zuhay sebecheska shamur. The convert is hoping to convert, and therefore she's behaving herself. V'zulohay sebecheska shimur. But the slave was not raised with Torah values and does not have any particular hope that they're going to be freed and be available on the shidduch market, and therefore they don't guard themselves properly, and it's a very loose morality situation, and therefore if they are freed, even though they are fully Jewish now, people shy away from that. They asked Rabbi Elazar, "Mipnei ma'akelav makir es kono v'chatul eino makir es kono." Why is it that a dog knows his master, is loyal, and a cat does not? Whatever that means in terms of loyalty, but the cat apparently is still a free bird, if you'll excuse the expression. Amar lohem, he answered, "Uma ha'ochel mimasha achbar ochel mishakeach." We have a rule, which the Gemara explores on Amud Beis, that a person who eats from what a mouse ate forgets. Ha'ochel achbar atzmo alachas kama v'kama. So the cat that eats mice themselves, it certainly is going to be mishakeach. It makes it forget, and it doesn't have that level of clarity about who its owner is, to have loyalty, to remember. If you look on Amud Beis, we indeed have, on the second line, Chamisha Devarim Meshak Chimes HaLimud. There are five things that make a person forget their learning. And then about seven lines down, Chamisha Devarim Meshivines HaLimud. There are five things that bring a person's learning back, that help a person remember. Now, what is fascinating, and I just want to touch on it and mention briefly, is on the fourth line, Harogil Bezesim, a person who eats olives regularly, whatever regularly means, and then in the good list, Harogil Beshemen Zayis, a person who has olive oil frequently. And indeed, the Gemara says, Mesayeyele l'Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan taught, Kishem sha'azayis mishakeach limud shal shivim shana, just like the olive makes a person forget the learning of 70 years, kach shemen zayis meshiv limud shal shivim shana, so olive oil brings back the learning of 70 years. So the question, of course, over here is, does that mean that olives should be off-limit? And indeed, I believe it's the Marsha who says that in the Pasuk praising the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, it says, Zeis Shemen, olive oil. It doesn't talk about the olives. So there's something that we're cautious regarding the olives. There are those that say that once the olives are pickled, salted, or if olive oil is eaten together with the olives, so the olive oil counteracts that, because that's a positive thing. But nevertheless, it's worth knowing that there is some reluctance associated with olives, eating them, and that whatever answer you have, it is a literature of its own to know how to deal with that. Again, many say that simply the fact that they're pickled, cooked, or in olive oil, whatever the solution is, and that would allow a person to have olives. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.